Vav, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And we are at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Chisda. So what we just spoke about the Maisa Tveria, right, which was they put pipes of the Chame Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria, into this cold water. They did this before Shabbos, and it would heat up heat it up on Shabbos. And now what the Gemara was trying to do was trying to figure out, was this something that Rabbi Yossi agreed to, or was it a proof that you can't put anything in the sun, and right, because Rabbi Yossi didn't seem to disagree about this case. And what the Gemara answers for Rabbi Yossi, it says that basically the Gemara just embellishes, adds the conversation that Rav Yossi and the Rabbanan had, just not recorded in this Mishnah. That v'hachi kam relay Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi. This is what they said: Ha ma'isa da'anshi tveria de todo schama hu va'asri lehu Rabbanan. They say, look, the Rabbanan asered todos tachama. Right? Everybody agrees something heated by the sun is, something could be cooked by the sun. The point of disagreement is if it's something that was heated by the sun, can you cook with that? And the hot springs of Tveria are heated by the sun, and the Rabbanan said it's aser. So they said, see, Rav Yossi? And Omar Lahu, he said to them, Hahu todos orhu. That's not heated by the sun. Dechal fea pischa de Gehenim, because they pass by the gateway of Gehenim, right? So the hot springs of Tveria, which meaning it's not it's you know it could be it's it meaning like the center of the earth. If the center of the earth is the source of the heat of Tveria, is it heated from there? Maybe it's not heated from the sun. So he's saying this is todos of or it's not todos of the chama. And therefore, the way the understanding is that they agree on the psak, and they just disagree on the reason for the psak. But we're going to see that not everyone is going to hold this of this understanding. So Amar Rav Chisda says, turning to Lama Tes Amud Beis, Mimaisa she'asu anshe Tveria va'asri lehu rabbanan bat lahatmana b'davar mosif hevel va'filim ba'od yom. So we learn from the Maisa Tveria that that the Maisa of the Anshe Tveria, that the Rabbanan, and the fact that the Rabbanan answered it, is that they got rid of they were mevatel the concept of Hatmana with the Davar Moset Hevel, to even if it's still daytime. That's kind of where we see this inyan of Hatmana, because it's something that's insulated in the water, and even if you do it Erev Shabbos, it's still a problem. This is where we get it from. Now, Amar Ula Halacha ka Anshe Tveria. Ula says the halacha is in accordance with the Anshe Tveria from the story, meaning not in accordance with the Rabbanan. And Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman responds, Kivar Tavrinahu Anshe Tveria Lesilunaihu. No, the Anshe Tveria already broke down their pipes. They removed their pipes, meaning that they agree. They agreed with the Rabbanan. But Ula's understanding is fascinating, because what Ula is essentially saying is that there's a machlokas here, meaning as if there's like a valid opinion on the other side, right? We thought everybody agrees that it's a problem. Like, no, like there's like a valid opinion that it's okay to do it. So why would that be, right? So clearly, meaning. The first way we learned the story of Anshe Tveria, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan both agree with the Rabbanan of Tveria, right? They both agree that you're not allowed to do that, right? Either because Todos de'or is a problem, sorry, a Todos de'chama is a problem, or because Todos de'chama is not a problem, but this is Todos de'or because it's heated by Gehenim. But both are. But the first way we understood that Mishnah in the Mishnah explicitly, when you read the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, it doesn't say anything about Rav Yossi and the Rabbanan. Meaning, we quote their opinions and then we go on to tell you the Maisa Tveria and don't clarify what that means. The way we understood it at the bottom of the previous Amud is that really they that's a story that both Rav Yossi and Rabbanan would agree to. They just give different reasons for it. But the way Ula understands it, no. Well, they said, no, there's a valid opinion of the Anshei Tveria against the Rabbanim of Tveria, and who would that be? So it must be, that would be Rav Yossi. So it could, mean like that would have to be the Tanayic opinion that the Anshei Tveria would hold like. So it would seem that Ula says, Rav Yossi says it's mutter because, you know, okay, no, it's not heated by Gehenna. It's heated by the sun, and therefore Rav Yossi would matter it. And the Anshei Tveria held like Rav Yossi, and the Rabbanan of Tveria held like the Rabbanan against Rav Yossi. And Lahalacha says Ula, we hold like the Anshei Tveria and like Rav Yossi. And then that would seem to be the way to explain this. And then Rav Nachman says to Ula, that's not true. They retracted. They undid it. They agreed. So could be he disagrees fundamentally with the Machlokas. He says no, Rav Yossi doesn't matter. Nobody mattered it. But definitely that halakha is not in accordance with this. Okay. Maisa she'asu Anshei Tveria. So there's the Maisa that the Anshei Tveria did, and again it so that the psak was that what since the water was heated on Shabbos, it's considered as if water was heated on directly heated on Shabbos. And therefore, on Shabbos, you can't use it for anything, for eating, drinking, washing, but for like washing oneself. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it for whatever you're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov for, which at least this Mishnah says, eating and drinking purposes, yes, right? But washing, not, right? The Mishnah said, just to go back for a second, if we're talking about the hot water of Tveria on Shabbos, it's as if it was heated on Shabbos, meaning it's like someone like Stam, Vasurin Berchita Vishtia, im Beyom Tov, Kicham and Shuchmo Beyom Tov, Vasurin Berchita, Mutarin Vishtia. You're allowed to drink it. You can have your coffee or your tea or whatever with it. So let's analyze this discussion. So my Rechitza. We said something about washing. So, right, washing would be forbidden on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So what are we talking about? So, ilei merechitas kol gufo. If it's referring to full body shower, as opposed to just like your face, hands, and feet, as we'll get to, ela chamin shehuchamo b'Shabbos huda surin. So, the implication is that hot water, that only hot water that was heated on Shabbos is asur. Hocham and shulchmu me'erev Shabbos mutarin. Right, but if it was heated from before Shabbos, then that'd be mutar. You're allowed to wash with that. Right, but that might be a problem. So the implication is right. When am I right? It says if it was water that was heated on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash yourself with that water. Implication is if the water was heated from before Shabbos, then I can totally wash my whole body with that water on Shabbos. But it's not so poshut. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, Cham and Shuchmo me erev Shabbos lemachar, the next day, meaning Shabbos itself, rochets behen panav yad v'raglav, ava lo kol gufo. There is a halachic problem for a person to take a full body shower, even with preheated water, on Shabbos. Right. This is a. Right, so there's a gzera we'll speak about soon, which is the gzeras merchatzos about using a bathhouse. There's a discussion in the Rishonim of how broadly that applies. If that is that only in a bathhouse or just in the or any type of full body washing, but there's a general issur d'rabbanan of full body washing. So right, so when we were trying to analyze this Mishnah, we said rechitza. What type of rechitza is that? Well, let's suggest for a second it's rechitza of the full body. Well, that can't right. That can't be because the implication is that you're allowed to do this rechitza if the water was heated before Shabbos. But we know that's not true. So ela panav yadavaragov. So must be that we're what rechitza are we talking about in this Mishnah that we say that on Shabbos, the water received on Shabbos you can't wash, but if it was before Shabbos, the implication before Shabbos you can't wash. So it must be with washing your hands, feet, your face, hands, and feet, because that is and that would be water washing. But that's also not sufficient. Ema seifa. Let's say the seifa. Biyom tov kecham and shuchma biyom tov. The Mishnah continued. And on Yom Tov, right, if the Tveria waters were on Yom Tov that was being used, it's like water that was heated on Yom Tov. Vasurin berachitza umatarin bishtia. It's usur to do washing, and it's mutter to drink. Right? So now that means that, wait, if that means that we're forbidding what even on Yom Tov, washing your hands, face, and feet, but why would we forbid that? It's actually going to be a problem to suggest such a thing, because in general we know that that's going to be the shita of Beis Shammai, right? Lema tnan stomach ke Beis Shammai. Can we say that the halacha is in accordance with Beis Shammai, a stam mishnah? We're going to see in a moment. We're going to quote this mishnah, and Beis Shammai is going to be strict and not even allow washing your hands, face, and feet on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if it was preheated. That's going to be a chomer Beis Shammai. Now, our mishnah that we quoted didn't mention a tana. It's very hard to say, and generally, right? The halacha is in accordance with the stam mishnah in general. And to say that the anonymous Mishnah that we would seemingly hold like is Beis Shammai is not a pashut thing to say. So that's going to be a little bit problematic. So let's see this Mishnah. Ditznan. Beis Shammai omrim lo yachem adam kamin l'raglav ela im kein ruin l'shtia. So Beis Shammai says that that a person is not allowed to heat water for his feet, unless it has to be like the type of water that he'd be able to drink, and then he could do it. Uveis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel say it is mutter. So we see that Beis Shammai are the machmir in this case. So if we're going to say that the type of washing we're talking about is panav yadav araglav, then the stam mishnah would be Beis Shammai, and that's a hard thing to say. So Amar Rav Ika Bar Chananya lehishnatif ben kol gufo askinan. So we're talking about being lehishnatif the whole body, right? Because it's not going to be rechitza of it can't be rechitza of the full body, nor because that would be a problem even on Shabbos, even if you heated it before Shabbos. It can't be panav yad v'raglav, just rechitza panav yad v'raglav, because that would be seemingly reflecting the opinion of Beis Shammai. So rather it's a shituf, it's like a rinsing. Shenosin al gufo mishnatev, right? It's a rinsing of the whole body . And that's what we're talking about, which would seemingly not fall under the general prohibition, and that would be mutter, I guess, with preheated water. V'hai tanahu, and our Mishnah is him, meaning the following, it is he, right? D'tanya lo yishtatev adam kol gufo bein mecham bein betzonein. A person should not rinse his body with hot water or with cold water. This is not ever. This is not a heads or not bathe. It's referring to Shabbos. So this is the opinion of Meir, strict opinion. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says it is mutter. Rabbi Huda Omer Becham and Asur Betzonin mutter. And Rabbi Huda it says hot water you can't do and cold water you can do. And our Mishnah. Is as Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon he dematria l'shtatif kol gufo b'Shabbos b'chamash shuchma me'erev Shabbos, and that's right. So you're allowed to rinse off your entire body with hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. That's who our opinion, a Mishnah reflects. That's the opinion. Okay. Omer of Chizda, Rav Chizda says regarding this machlokes b'kli, aval b'karka divrei kol mutter. So when is there a machlokas, right? This mission that we just spoke about. So it's a machlokas, right? They're arguing when it comes to water that was in a kli. But if it was in the ground, like a hole in the ground, water in the ground, mutter, everyone would say that's fine. Now the Gemara says, hold on. But the Maisa Tavaria was in the ground, and that was a problem to the Rabbanan. So what do you mean that if it's in the karka, everybody agrees? So Ella Idmar Hachidmar. So the Gemara retracts that and says, rather, if that previous thing was just stated, that teaching of Rav Chisda, it was probably recorded incorrectly, and this is what, if it was stated at all, this is what it was saying. Machlokes bekarka, ava bekli, divrei kol aser. That in the ground, that's where we have a machlokes. And yes, the Rabbanan and the Maisa Tavaria were machmir. But if it's in a kli, because that was a machlokes, but if it's in a kli, everyone would agree it's a problem. And Rashi says, daharoa omer hayom huchmu, one who sees this, he's going to see the water in the kli. He's going to say, "Oh, this could have been. This was heated today," and he's going to say, "Ah, what do we see from this? That tolos ha'or is fine to use." And vasi lahechem b'shabbes could go nosin tzonei b'chamin, and he's going to end up heating things on Shabbos with it. So, if you see it in a kli, you're more likely to make a mistake. If you see it in the ground, you're less likely to make that mistake, because again, remember. The toldos of the ore is right, like what we're concerned about what it's going to look like, right? Maybe that's just the chama. But over here we're concerned if it's in a kli, then people will think it was done, it was heated today. Yeah, right. That's the problem, right? So if it's in a kli, people think it was done today. You see it in the ground, there's more wiggle room. There are bunot of Tveria were machmir. But that's where there would be room to argue, and that's where the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon comes in. And Rabbi Meir obviously is on the machmir end. Okay. Now halacha lemaisa, Omar Rabba Bavarchana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, who says b'chamin aser b'tzonin mutter. Amar li Rabbi Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef said to him, Befer Shmielach or Michlal Shmielach? Did you hear this? He's talking to Rabbi Barchana. He says, did you hear this Beferish from Rabbi Yochanan? Or did you derive it? Did you infer that from a klal? What klal are you talking about? Right, so my klala, what klal, meaning like, did you hear how explicitly halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, or do you know a general halachic principle that you applied here to know that halacha is in accordance with him? And we're going to explain what this is. My klala, Damar of Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yana, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi. There's a different gear sound, it seems Amar Rabbi. What's this teaching? Kol makom shatan mote shnayim chalukin ve'echad machriya. Wherever you find two sides of an opinion, two different opinions, and then one machriya, one like middle ground. Halacha k'divrei machriya. The halacha is in accordance with the middle opinion. We'll get to the exception in a moment. So over here, where we had Rav Meir's on the machmir end, we have on the other. Yeah, get back into focus. Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon on the Makel end, and Rav Yehuda met each of them halfway, and so therefore the halacha would seem to be in accordance with him, and that could be the klal from which Rav Avrahana, Rav Yochanan was one of the names who quoted that could be the klal that he used to apply. He says, oh, if Rav Yochanan were here right now, he would tell us halacha in accordance with Rav Yehuda, right? And then just in this principle, chutz mikulei matlanios. With the exception of the matzlanios, the rags that were made lenient, or that were made that's taken lightly, sha'afapi Rabbi Eliezer machmir Rabbi Yeshua mekel Rabbi Kiva machria, because even though Rabbi Eliezer was machmir, Rabbi Yeshua was mekel, and Rabbi Kiva was the middle ground, Ein halacha kedivrei ha-machriya. The halacha was not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, right? And we learned this. This is what we did on Chaf Tes, right? Where we're talking about like the matlanios. What if it's on the peg? What if it's behind the door? What, right? Remember these rags. And so we said Rabbi Eliezer was the machmir opinion about its status regarding tuma. Yeshua was the makel opinion, and Rabbi Akiva said, "Well, I agree. In this way, it's like Rabbi Eliezer, and if it's this behind the door, it's like Rabbi Yeshua, right?" So we had this middle ground opinion, and the halacha at the end of the day was not in accordance with the Machariah, but rather in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the exception.
That's the only one case. That's
what he says. That's how the law is recorded. So I guess we have to, as we make our way through more of Shas, we'll have to test this out and see where we see this more. But in general, it looks like this is a general klal when it comes to deciding halacha. There are a lot of different rules, right? We have other rules as well of like, you know, yachid and arabim. What do you do when it's Rabbi Akiva against somebody? Is it Rabbi Akiva against one of his rabbim, or Rabbi Akiva against somebody else? You know, sometimes halacha follows Rav, sometimes Shmuel. I mean, they're not Mishnayos, but this is at least a rule of Mishnayos. Well, we're going to clarify just a little bit in a moment. So anyway, halacha is not like the Machriya. So chadad Rabbi Akiva Talmud who? Because first of all, Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he was. Right, that's part of why he takes such a critical role in the famous you know, case where he's put into Nidoy and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Gamliel. So but he's a Talmud of both of them. So it's not appropriate to passing like him against, but I guess both his Rebbeim. But I think more critically, as the Gemara is about to say, the ode ha hadar be Rabbi Akiva lagabe Rabbi Yeshua. As we learned it on Chaf Tes, Rabbi Akiva retracted and went in accord and held in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua at the end, right? So that's a reason that would be an exception. The imich lala mai. So what, you know? Like, ask me if I care. Like, what does it make a difference if it's mechlala, right? You're asking, is it mechlala or beferish? So, no, there's nafkamina. Dilmahani mili b'mas nisan. Maybe that klal only applies by Mishnah. Aval b'braisa lo. Maybe we don't say that rule by braisos. That the Mishnayos were, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi recorded the Mishnayos in a very specific way to include the psak halacha as expressed by through Rabbi Machlokis and the Machriya. Maybe he did that. But the Brysos, who says that that's the same idea? So we're not so sure if everywhere in Halacha that would be. Definitely not in a Gemara, but and maybe not even a Brysa. But a Mishnah, at least in general, we can rely on it. As Hashem go through Shas together, we'll see if we find any more exceptions. So anyway, the response, Amar Lei, Ana Beferish Shemieli, don't you worry, I heard it, Beferish. Right from the Tzaddik's mouth.